I'm Mahalia.
And I'm Taya from the Moonlight Mix.
And you're listening on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. A recent study has found that Montreal's cycling infrastructure does not match the demand. Despite Montreal's reputation as a cycling city, data indicates that the amount of safe, dedicated bike lanes is very small when compared to the quantity of cyclists in the city. Daniel Rahm is a PhD candidate at McGill and the author of this study. We sat down with Rahm in the Plateau.
So there are some indices like Copenhagen Eyes and People for Bikes that consistently rate Montreal as the most bike-friendly city in North America. But that's the North American context. And often when we compare it to European cities or cities elsewhere in the world, Montreal ranks more poorly. If we look at street space alone, what we found is that 97.7% of the roadway is given to cars and just 2.3% for cyclists. And that's in the most bike-friendly city in North America.
Rahm himself is not a cyclist. He mostly relies on public transport to get around. He says he did not approach this study from a cyclist's perspective, but simply from a city life perspective.
Dedicated infrastructure helps keep bikes away from cars. Drivers don't like when they have to share space with cyclists, and it's very understandable. It's stressful whenever you have travelers at different speeds moving in the same space. It's a complex negotiation. If you can separate them, it's safer and more comfortable for everyone.
Rahm's study does not propose specific policy changes, but he personally believes the city needs to work across all boroughs to secure more bike lanes.
When we look at the borough-by-borough breakdown, what we find is that the boroughs we typically think of as being the most cycling-friendly, like the Plateau, Rosemont-Petit-Patrie, and Outremont, actually have the greatest disparity between the amount of street space given to cyclists and the number of travelers. So in Plateau, for instance, 22% of the trips that start in that borough use cycling, yet they only have 5% of the street space.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Thank you. CJLO 1690. Turn that off. There. Now I can hear myself. Can you hear yourself?
One, yellow. Two, yep. Check. Yep.
There we go.
I can hello.
Jay?
We are live.
We are live. This is the Electric Messiah Radio Show. We're here with Primal Horde. Everybody introduce yourself.
I'm Nick. I play guitars.
I'm Alex. I do vocals.
I'm Jay. I play bass.
Dave on drums.
Jay, you're not in this band.
We have another Jay here.
That's right. We have Jays and Sams. All right, so we just listened to Black Braid, The Dying Breath of the Sacrificial Stag. Wait, what was it called? I can't even get my screen properly here. It doesn't matter what it's called. It's called The Dying Breath of a Sacrificial Stag. And right now we're listening to Prologue from John Carpenter from the Big Trouble in Little China soundtrack. Let's get rid of that. So guys, what's up? Bring the mic closer. Bring the mic closer.
Well, you know, just, I mean, for me, it's life most of all, especially being a new dad and waiting for my second one. It's keeping busy, that's for sure.
How old is your new kid?
Oh, my new kid is just a year old. He started daycare, so we're finally having a little bit more free time. It's also giving me more opportunities to jam as well, but it was a little bit complicated. I was always on dad duty.
Papa.
Daddy. Big Papa.
Oh. Big Papa. How many kids? Do you guys all have kids?
No, I'm the only one.
Papa Alex, yeah. What was the last show you guys did?
Last show we did? That's a good question. What was it? Probably Montreal, yeah.
Was it at Fifth?
Yeah, it was Two to Death. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Two to Death.
Talk about that for fun. A second.
Huh?
Talk about that for a second.
To the Death, yeah. It's actually an initiative I started To the Death because I started at first with the idea of doing a festival after seeing the success of Madhouse. And because I realized in the end of the day, you know, anyone can do it when you're in the musical industry as a musician or whatever. And you just gotta do it. You gotta give it the go, as dumb as it is. And what I realized is that it's been a couple of years since we didn't have any actual Death Fest in Montreal. Before, we had Maryland Death Fest for a while. But after COVID, since 2019, there wasn't any other Death Fest in Montreal. And I didn't want to do the same thing either because it's very corporate. Since it's Maryland Death Fest, it's big budget, big names. And it was not the idea. I wanted to do something more local, something, you know, by the scene and for the scene, by musicians for musicians, because we have like Death Fests in Quebec as a province in like fucking, sorry about that, Trois-Rivières, that's right. I mean,
it's okay, everyone, you got everyone gets one, you all got one.
I got one pass. So in Trois-Rivières, there's a Death Fest, and there's also one, I think, in Sherbrooke. So it didn't make any sense that we didn't have a Death Fest in Montreal.
And has there never been a Death Fest in Montreal?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Back when Catacombs times.
No, but that's what I said. There was Maryland Death Fest in Montreal.
Oh, really?
It was called Montreal Death Fest or Quebec Death Fest. It was called Quebec Death Fest.
Right.
And it was in Montreal. And it was playing like in multiple venues, in Club Soda and Catacombs. It was like a big thing with big names playing in multiple venues at the same time. Yeah. But nothing that was just like a small thing. So I teamed up with Andrew from Serpent Corpse. He was behind a festival that was called Roar, based on Voivod's first album. It ran out for quite a year. They had some cool bands like Cro-Mags and stuff. Like he had a lot of success with that festival. And I think same thing after COVID, it kind of died out. So we wanted to give it a shot. It was really cool. And like I said, the idea was to be by musician for musicians, because I can't really trust a promoter or someone who organized a festival that never had musical instruments in his hand, that never performed and had to deal with promoters and play shows, because, you know, you're not necessarily doing it out of passion. You probably see it as a job. And most of the time, those people are putting their sticky hands, you know, in the money pot, justify this by saying, you know, I worked hard and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I work hard as well as a musician, and I am used to do it out of passion and not making a single penny. So that's why I feel that people who are, I'm going to broad it up to artists in general. I feel like artists should be behind promotion for festivals and shows and stuff, because they are more used to doing something out of passion and not necessarily as, you know, a job. And it makes more sense, and there's also more chance, I guess, that they're going to put more love in the project, I feel. And
I hear you. I agree.
Yeah, you know, there's more chance that the bands are going to have a better time. Everyone's going to have a good time. And that's what we've heard from the every bands that played at the festival. They had a great time. We were all homies. We knew each other pretty well. We're already planning Slowly But Surely Volume 2, so we're looking forward to that.
Do you have any... you have no bands as of yet.
You're playing
for sure. Primal Horde for sure is playing.
No, not 2 years in a row.
No, you're not. Sure. Why wouldn't you play 2 years in a row?
Well,
because there's so many bands out there.
Exactly. Yeah, there's that. There's this sort of bias that I don't want to plug my own band on my own festival.
It's
twice.
I did it
for the first time because it was fun. But but like I said, the idea would be to keep it local, and we have amazing local talent that everyone knows each other. It's a small scene. So we could be looking in the next years for a band like Gorguts, like Gritopsy, Voivod, for example.
Yeah.
We got amazing talent in the province of Quebec. And we can even go like further than that and just go Canadian as a whole.
Yeah.
We got crazy Canadian bands. Like right now we have Tumult. We even have like Blasphemy from the BC if we're going to go like absolutely crazy and have like a war metal headliner. There's so many opportunities. We don't need American bands and big bands to legitimize our shows and our fests and our scenes when we got that talent here.
There's so much talent in this city.
Absolutely.
There's so much talent in Quebec, and there's so much talent in Canada across the whole country. I agree fully with you. When I first started doing this show, I was like, how am I I don't know how to do radio. What am I going to do? I'll play Lamb of God. And then you know, I love Lamb of God, but after you play some of the songs, I said, okay, well, now what am I going to do? Let's just go local, and all these people are working so hard, and let's just let them take over the radio show. I have the keys. Anybody listening, send me your music. We'll play it on the show. Absolutely. And we'll also play a promo right now.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on CJLO.
This one goes out to the one I love.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Bleu. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
And we're back. CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. We're in studio with Primal Horde. Let's play some Primal Horde. If you don't know Primal Horde, we're going to play... What's the name of the most recent EP?
That would be a self-titled. It's called Primal Horde.
All right. Well, then let's play that. You want to introduce it? Primal Horde, Primal Horde.
Here's, I mean, how much detail do you need?
Yeah, that's it.
You can play the song Primal Horde from the EP Primal Horde. From the band Primal Horde.
Oh,
yeah. Primal
Horde. Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. We're going to start with Blood Speaker. Yeah. On CJLO 1690.
Oh,
CJLO 1690, Primal Horde.
So you guys just listened to Bloodspeaker, then Killing Fields, and then Primal Horde. That was our latest release. It was in 2024. And we're working already on an LP. We have no idea when it's going to be ready. But this was supposed to be a self-titled promo released under our new label, Barbaric Brutality. We were really stoked for this release. And
That's your label?
Yeah, Barbaric Brutality. No, it's not my label, but it's okay. We wanted to do this promo to announce our presence on the label, because the problem is an LP is a substantial investment, not only in money, but in time and resources. And there's a lot of bands that they release an LP without actual support. And when it's, and even if it's the first time they release it through that said label, they're going to get some attention, but it makes more sense to release just a small bit of something on a said label, so you already have a built platform for the LP, so there's more chance that it gathers more traction. That was the idea behind the promo.
That sounds great to me. Should we play some more Primal Horde?
Well, we can play Blood River, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
That was our big EP.
Okay, let's start with Sentinel, all right? You know what? Let's just play the whole thing. It's 11 minutes long. Okay? No, yeah. Let's just, okay, so...
In and out.
What time is it? Yeah, we got have more than enough time. All right, so this is Blood River, the Blood River EP, Primal Horde. We're going to start with Sentinel, and we're just going to play the whole thing. Here we go.
Thank you. yeah.
Wait. All right. We just played... Let's pause that for 1 second here. We just played 11 minutes of the Blood River EP. Yeah? We're all in agreement on this? Yeah? Somebody say something. Well, that's a lot of fun. Unmaker, hey? Cemetery music?
It is. Ghoul music.
Yeah, ghoul music. What do we want to play next?
It'd be nice to play the split that we did with Scorching Tomb. It didn't have a lot of traction, unfortunately, but from experience and from every record label and other bands, they all told me that split don't really do well for some reason.
I played all four of these songs on this show.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't understand why it doesn't do well, because in my mind, it's like two bands equal twice the promotion, twice the potential, should I say. But yeah, it's like our least listened to album, even like the demo, since I guess people are nostalgic for it, especially Fog of War, which is like maybe our most popular song with Poser Disposer and Killing Fields, I guess. But yeah, people don't really spin that much, but we like Dungeon Stump and
Violent Nature. Those are great songs.
They're cool. The prod is very different. Since it was a split with Scorching Tomb, I remember at that time we were still like trying to figure out what we wanted to do with Primal Horde, because it really changed. Each release has something different. At first, the demo was more grindy, more into like, I guess, influence of Power Violence, but mostly just death grind. Then the Blood River was mostly, I'd say, like death grind, death metal. The tone was very grindy, well, very gritty. Then we went all out with the split, which was like super slimy, like echoey, slimy dungeon shit. Sorry about that. Well, I think shit is fine though, but it's barely a swear word. It's very lukewarm.
Alex, you can make up poop, whatever rules you like. It's fine with me. Yeah,
but whatever. And then with the promo, the prod was amped up a bit, more clean, more boomy, I'd say. But I feel like we went too dungeon-y with the split, since it was a split with a death metal band.
Yeah.
It was way too gloomy.
Too moldy.
Yeah. Too moldy for sure. But the songs are good though. It's a cool release, definitely. But the production is clearly very different.
Well, let's, actually, should we start with the new Feartalizer, or should we do the Dungeon Stomp? Let's go.
Hell yeah!
Let's tease the Feartalizer. We just talked about this, let's do the Dungeon Stomp first.
All right, sounds good.
Let's start with Violent Nature. Here we go. You want to play the whole thing with the Scorching Tomb songs also?
Sure. It's not a split if Scorching Tomb is not there. That's right. For sure.
Okay, let's go. We'll just start it. Here we go. This is Dungeon Stomp. Primal Tomb split.
Thank you.
Do you want to have a discussion?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
And we're back. CJLO 1690. It's the Electric Messiah radio show. Radio show. Yeah. And what do we got? We got about 15 minutes left. We're in studio with Primal Horde. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Jay.
Guys.
I guess I'm Alex.
Yeah. No, you definitely are Alex.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I'm Jay.
I think I'm David.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Nick.
Yeah, for sure you're Nick.
For sure. Oh, no, definitely.
Yeah, there's no doubt that you're Nick. Man. Yeah. So we just played Dungeon Stomp and Violent Nature from the Primal Tomb split EP with Scorching Tomb. We were going to play the other two songs, but...
Yeah, so I think it'd be nice to actually listen to their newest song, which is called Skull Crush.
That's right.
Yeah, they just released it a few days ago, and yeah. It's been cooking for, I guess, more than a year. Because just for some context for you guys,
yeah.
We recorded the promo at the same time as they started recording that LP.
Okay.
It was a while ago. So I'm stoked that it's finally out. It's come. The full release is coming in late October, if I'm correct, or early October, something like that.
24th, I believe.
24th, yeah.
Right. Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really stoked for that release. Big props for the homies in Scorching Tomb.
Also, and, it's worthy of mentioning that Devin Swank from Sangui Sigabog.
I was going to ask, you said featuring Devin Swank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Sanguis Swigabog? Say it.
Sanguis Swigabog.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen them before?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
crazy
yeah,
band.
No, you never saw them? Yeah, a good band. Yeah, fun band. Yeah. Let's play it. This is a Skull Crush featuring Devin Swank of...
Angui Sugabog.
That's right. Here we go.
Got it.
Scorching Tomb, CJLO 1690.
Our home.
CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah Radio Show. What did we just listen to there?
Skull Crush.
That's right. The new Scorching Tomb, Skull Crush, featuring Devin Swank of Sanguisigabog. How do you say it?
Sanguisigabog.
Yeah, that's right.
Close enough, though.
Yeah, it's close enough. You know what? Speaking of close enough, can you guys get a bit closer to the microphones there?
Can do.
Yeah, there you go. So you're going to be playing. Are you guys playing with Scorching Tomb? No, we're not.
Unfortunately, we're not. It would have been cool, though. But we're playing also with our big friends in Apes. So, I mean, we're still happy. But since we had a split together and we played so many shows with Scorching Tomb, it would have been tremendous to play with them.
Mm.
But the thing is, at first, the second show was not planned. It was only supposed to be a single date with Despise Icon, Blind Witness. Maybe it was in the back of their minds. That I wouldn't know. But at first, it was only that show. With Blind Witness, Bruiserweight, Scorching Tomb, and Despise Icon. And after they it's got sold out in what, a day?
10 days.
10 days. Yeah, it's crazy. It got sold out pretty quickly. So I guess they wanted to do a homage to their 2011 show that they did, two shows in a row for their farewell show that they played with Benny the Massacre, which, by the way, for the people that don't know, Benny the Massacre is a godsend that they're able to play that show, because not only they're disbanded, the one of their members is literally a permanent citizen of the UK. Like, he's not even in Canada anymore. So okay. I tried to have them on my fest. Like, I talked to them, and I guess that they accepted because that show is so iconic for them, because it's such a reminder of that 2011 show, that they accepted it. So we're super stoked to have them on our day. They added a second day with Dis by Psycon, Benny the Massacre, Apes, and Primal Horde, us. So we're really, really stoked to be part of that event.
Club Soda? I appreciate it.
It is. It's like a copycat gig.
I was at that show.
I was as well.
And Despise Icon. That was the show where it was both bands and a bunch of openers.
Yep, exactly.
I was at that show.
It was actually my first show that I've seen hardcore dancing. I remember that very well. The only metal show I saw before was, like, I think Iron Maiden, which was amazing, but it's just not the same thing. No. And honestly, that show is so iconic for me, the 2011 Dis by Psycon show, because that's when I fell in love with whatever that is, like hard moshing and death metal. I fell in love with that, and it's, like I said, it's very iconic for me, and I guess for all of us to be opening for Dis by Psycon. It's definitely one of the bands that, you know, inspired us to not only play music, but just enjoy extreme music and deathcore when we were kids, it was a huge thing, and we were crazy about that, and they just paved the way for the scene. So for me, it's very cool that Dis by Psycon chose to have only local openers, like four local bands for their gig.
I definitely paid attention to that.
It's all local.
I noticed. We noticed, very nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Huge respects for Dis by Psycon.
All right, well, let's play some Dis by Psycon. They are the MVP. So let's play MVP, Dis by Psycon, CJLO 1690.
Look at you! From the dead of me, take a letter!
All right, CJ Lo, 1690. That was about to play the new Peeling Flesh song. We don't have time for nothing. So that's it. Thanks for coming in, guys. Unfortunately, it's only an hour. Two hours.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having us, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you guys are welcome back anytime, and I can't wait to hear new releases from Primal Horde, and I encourage everybody to go and buy those remaining tickets for that Despised Icon show to go see Primal Horde, Despised Icon, Apes, and Beneath the Massacre. Was that it?
That's exactly it. Yeah.
All right, so we got about 20 seconds. That's it for us. Join us again next week, Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. Thanks again, everybody. All right, here's Megadeth.
Boomba.
Oh no, Peeling Flesh. Oh, no.